So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of the Fans Global Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's playoff story time with Joey Harrington. But first things first, here's our man. Hello. How's your week?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Boy, you sound fantastic.
It's a wonderful day over here.
Why?
Well, actually, you know, let's just go ahead and get out of the way. So, I would say every year. Sorry, I was just walking upstairs. Deep breath. When you get old, you walking up and down stairs kind of makes you winded.
I know it.
Okay. So, every the last 3 years, 4 years, something like that, we were sitting around after COVID 1 year, and Emily is like, we don't really have a Christmas or like a holiday thing. Do you think that you would want to play the piano, and then we'll just have like people in the neighborhood and like friends and family come over for a sing-along? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Well, it's kind of morphed into a little something, and I was like, God, you know what would be great is if Rob and Sook came over for the sing-along tonight.
Oh my gosh. Are you officially inviting us to your house?
I'm officially inviting you, but Sook isn't here.
No.
So that means he doesn't get the invite again.
Yeah, he would be pissed, but I have some bad news on my end, too.
Oh, no. Are you otherwise engaged tonight.
Yes, my wife and I are going out to a show of which I have nothing to, I have no idea what I'm in for, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a show, it's a comedian by the name of Becky Robinson, and I have no idea who she is. My wife just booked it, which she never does this, and she said, we're going out. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
I was thinking you were going to Little Women. Like that was, I know that's playing, over, I think it's over at the Armory maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Sorry. But thanks for the invite. That's great. So wait, what do you do? Everybody sings together?
Yeah. You know, it's like it's just people in the neighborhood, and there's one woman who sang on Broadway, and then there's like the mom of a friend who sang off Broadway, and then my father-in-law sings and he lives near Broadway, and it's like, you know, like, and then there's, we're probably gonna have like a jazz flute from somewhere in the neighborhood.
What?
And you know, some people bring like bells, and we got a triangle and the guy, you know, percussion, you know, he'll bring his box over sometimes, and you know, it's just a,
oh my gosh,
it's just one of those just fun and, you know, just have a little merriment. Yeah. at the start of the Christmas season.
So it's turned into a thing, huh?
It's a wonderful thing. I have a great time. What time is your show?
8.
Well, never mind.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know it's last minute, but I was like, oh man, I'm setting up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how great if they, I was like, these guys never have anything to do. I mean, that nobody likes them. They just sit at home all day. So why not?
Right. Yeah. You know, I am not shy about putting things on the calendar a year out, and don't think that I'm not putting this on the calendar for next year, whether I'm invited or not.
It's going to be one of those things where it's like, you know, like Sook said, he was just going to peer over the hedge and like, maybe I'll just call him and just call him, you know, just shoot him a text and like, yo, dude, like you maybe in like Indonesia or something, or like at a Portuguese football match, but hey, come over and hang on the green couch.
I think he's at his lady's Christmas party, but don't quote me on that. Or we, you know, Sook and I might just start a rival holidays sing along, you know?
That would be something.
It'd be on brand for us.
It'd be something.
Yeah. We'll have our crooner Schultzy over there. It'd be great.
Ooh.
Well, that's gonna be fun. I'm jealous, and thank you for inviting. Now I've got something to play for you.
Okay.
Because I saw this on TV. Now you several weeks ago you were
I'm guessing I know what it is, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, several weeks ago, you were teasing that you had to fly to New York City, and you wouldn't tell us why.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting around watching football, I think last weekend. I can't remember. Maybe it was 2 weekends ago.
I'm guessing it was the Big Ten championship game that you're referencing.
Okay. All right. That tracks. I did watch that. Uh-huh. And I saw... this.
All right, we need a big idea for Dang Green. This is the official craft beer of the Oregon Ducks. Somebody, go.
Direct mail campaign.
This isn't 2001. Someone else.
How about a media blitz promoting Dang Green as the most outstanding beer in college sports?
I love the enthusiasm. I don't like blitzes. Somebody, please.
Look, we can't just stumble into something and expect to score.
Or could we? I think I have an idea. I wonder if it's too much. I like it. The official craft beer of the Ducks is Dang Green.
Second time's a charm.
Okay, that's amazing, first of all. Dang Green beer? Is that what you were in New York for?
No, it's not. But it was a great commercial.
It was a great commercial, but is that New York? At the end there's Mike Bilotti, and he says, well, maybe second time's a charm, you know, the whole thing. That's not in New York?
Yeah. Isn't that so funny? That's downtown Eugene.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
They did an awesome job. They made it seem exactly like the, I mean, not exactly, but you know, you would fool schmucks like you, but you know, you have a few Dang Greens in you already, and you look at it and think, I think they're in New York.
Well, that's a great ad. Now,
actually, they're just on the backside of Rock and Rodeo.
Okay. You know. Okay. I guess if I look closer, I should probably notice that. But who is all in the boardroom there? Like, who are all those people?
The people. Well, the guy at the end who's like, you can't just stumble in. He actually wrote, he was actually part of, he was the creative behind it. And he like, you know, did the whole thing. I was like, this is brilliant. And the other people were I don't know, what's the technical term, like art actors or bit act or like extras or like, you know, okay. Like, and then there was a couple people who worked for Hot Valley.
Oh, that's great. So it's made by Hot Valley.
Yeah. Okay. So this is actually the second ad that they have done in this series. The first one was, I don't know if you've seen this, the Kenny Wheaton and Jerry Allen, where Kenny's at a party and Jerry's calling the game, and calling the party, and Kenny goes over to the beer section and Kenny Wheaton's going to pour.
Yeah, Kenny Wheaton's haven't seen pour. That.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Oh. But this one, he threw some good references in there that it's like, if you're paying attention, like, you know,
yeah,
you know what they're talking about.
Yeah, a little reunion with Bilotti there. Great dude.
That was the best. That was the best part, yeah. In my opinion. Yeah, it was. They said, "Do you think Coach would want to? Coach Bilotti would come?" I was like, "Let me give him a call." And he was spot on. He was perfect.
Where was he? Where's he now?
He is splitting time between Central Oregon and then down in the desert, and still and Eugene, kind of bopping around with kids and or grandkids, and you know.
All right. So why were you in New York then?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, so it'll be this weekend for the Heisman. Tomorrow.
No.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I don't think so. Maybe I'll check after. I don't think anything about it.
Well, how about this? We're real close, okay? You've been coming on the show for a long time. We love having you on. Our listeners love having you. Why not a little nugget just for our listeners?
A nugget. Okay, well, let's just say it has to do with a coach that I played for a few years ago. And it will be, you will have an opportunity to view what I was doing. I'm guessing it won't be left on the editing room floor. So that's kind of, I think, all I can really say at the moment. It's not like they're going to come like banging down on my door and like, you know, take me away in handcuffs, but they're like, yeah, don't say anything until we announce it. So.
Okay. So an NFL coach.
Maybe.
You did like a song? You did a bit?
No, it had nothing to do with music. No.
Well, now I'm more intrigued.
I know.
Damn you.
Don't you like, did you see how I did that?
Yeah, you're good. Bobby Petrino, no. I'm going through.
Ooh, that would be a good, that, ooh. Yeah. Although there was, Petrino was referenced.
Oh, no. Oh.
Interesting.
Who else did you play for? So it's got to be Saban. Is it Saban?
It could be.
I think it's Saban. Damn it.
Remember, I had 10 head coaches in 7 years. So there's a
name
lot.
Them.
And that's just the name them. Marty Morningweg.
That's not him.
Steve Mariucci.
Maybe.
Dick Geron.
Not him.
Rod Marinelli.
Not him.
Nick Saban.
Maybe.
Cam Cameron.
Not him.
Bobby Petrino. Emmett Thomas.
Who?
Forgetting somebody. And then Sean Payton. Was that not? That's only 9. Forgetting somebody.
Ah, you left him out.
No. Maybe I had 10 coordinators.
Is Mariucci hanging up his, he's hanging up his, is he hanging it up on the NFL Network?
I don't know.
The Mooch?
Is he?
Yeah, see, I'm on to this. It's something with Saban or Mooch. I don't know. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, maybe I'll check. I'll see if it's been announced. Okay. And maybe I just haven't been paying attention.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back with our friend Joey Harrington, Mods PDX, we will discuss Joey's thoughts on the Mighty Dukes of Madison James. How much will Oregon be tested? And is it realistic to think the Ducks can win this whole thing? More with Joey coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Look, man, it was cool when the playoff rankings were coming out and it was like, oh, Oregon might play Notre Dame at home, or Oregon is in line to play Alabama in Eugene in the first round, and it ends up being James Madison. Now, I get it, probably a victory, but is that kind of, I don't know, is it kind of anticlimactic, I guess?
Well, you tell me which position you'd rather be in after last year, after watching Ohio State play a tune-up game and then get a hold of Oregon. Would you rather be, I don't know. I mean, I look at this and say it's not about, after, as you said, after last year, riding high, coming in like this, I had an Airbnb like booked in Atlanta, like ready to go.
I remember
we are
that.
Going to the, oh my, like we, you know, we had plane tick. We had the whole thing set, and then we got our teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's not about, I don't care if we play Alabama. I don't care if we play, I don't care who it is. Get me there.
Okay.
Right. I don't care how it happens. I don't care who we play along the way, because you know what, after this week, you're going to play the best teams. You're going to play three games against the bet. Wait, three, two,
yep.
No, two games,
three
games.
No, it'd be
three games. Well, including James Madison.
Well, four then. They had to go, they had to win four to win the whole thing.
One, two. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Because it goes to the eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to play three games against the best teams in the country. I have no problem adding a James Madison
yeah.
on the beginning.
No, you
of
put it that way. It's right. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah. This is good. Nice tune-up. You know, you got to be ready. You don't take them lightly, but I don't know.
Right.
Will they be tested? I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe, maybe not. And there's also like the, do you really want to be like, this is different than playing James Madison at the beginning of the season. It really is, in that, you know, I'm thinking of the Appalachian State. I'm thinking, you know, whoever your tune-up game is in September, do you really want to be the team that loses to a James Madison in the playoff? Like, is that like, if you are coming in soft on this game and
right.
thinking, okay, it's just a walkthrough, you know, we're going to know that, sure. Are they going to be as good as you? No, they're not. And if you take them lightly, they could beat you. Therefore, you have to prepare for this game like it is the championship game. And it can, if you do that, it can serve as a tune-up for what should be coming for the rest of the month.
No, that's fair. It's like the NCAA tournament, you know. It's like, you better not take them lightly. They may be a 15
no.
seed or whatever, but watch
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
You're right. There's no overlook factor. Now, is it realistic?
Well, yeah, I can remember. I remember when Virginia lost as a one seed, right? You
mm-hmm.
remember, like, you don't want, there are very few times where you can say, oh, yeah, I remember, you know, nobody cares, or nobody remembers the 8-9 matchup. Nobody, you know, a 10 beats a 7 every year. But the times that the 15 and the 16 lost, or you can go down, you can name them.
Yeah. So it would be Texas Tech if they win, And then likely Indiana, maybe Alabama or Oklahoma, but let's just say it's Indiana. And then from the other side of the bracket, if you make it past those two games, you would get maybe Ohio State, maybe Georgia. Could be a sleeper in there, but probably one of those two. So is it realistic to think that Oregon can beat and will beat Texas Tech, Indiana, and say Ohio State 3 weeks in a row?
Somebody's got to do it.
You think this team is capable?
Yes, and my hesitance comes from the lack of DeCorian Moore. I mean, it's Suk and I talked about it last week. Like after the Ohio State game last year, what was it that we said Oregon was missing? What was the difference in that game?
Let's see. Wait, the Ohio State game?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl game last year, not the one at.
At
the Rose Bowl, they played them?
Yeah, they played them at the Rose Bowl. What was the difference in that game? Bloop, 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 bloop. Time off? Receiver? No, it was this explosive Bingo. Receivers. Yeah.
It was a freshman wide receiver.
Yeah. Jeremiah right? Smith.
And so we got that guy at the beginning of this year. And for that stretch, first six games, we were looking pretty damn good. Right. And then non-contact injury in practice. We haven't heard or seen from him since. And we had that middle of the year of Wisconsin. Who else did we play? Rutgers was okay, but it was kind of sandwiched in those two or three weeks where it was like, oh, this is not the same team. Now, credit Dante Moore for the way he has absolutely taken control of this offense, but the offense has shifted. It has become slightly more run heavy. It has become more efficient, but less explosive. And that's the part that makes me hesitate is, again, coming into this playoff, we are now missing that piece on the outside. Now, Sadiq could could be that guy, right? He could be that matchup nightmare. And we also saw Penn State try to do that with Tyler Warren last year, and it didn't take him all the way. So I don't know. Can they do it? Absolutely they can. And I hesitate because I saw what this team was 8 weeks ago, and I've seen what wins championships, and there's a slight disconnect there right now.
Yeah, I feel you. But it does sound like DeCorian Moore could be back here. I mean, Lanning said he's pushing.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not telling me what it is and I hear non-contact knee injury in practice, look, I'm not crossing my fingers.
So I don't want to look past James Madison or Texas Tech, but I'm going to, because Indiana is really interesting, and I just want your opinion on if Oregon gets that far and meets Indiana again. Do you view Indiana, and the reason I'm bringing them up is because, of course, they came to Autzen and they beat Oregon at Autzen, and they looked damn good doing it.
Yep.
But do you view a rematch with Indiana the same way you would, say, Ohio State or a Georgia?
Do I view a rematch with Indiana this year in the same way that I would view playing Ohio State or Georgia this year?
In other words, does it worry you? Do they still, even though they've already beat you once in your house and proven they are better than you, or at least were on that Saturday, do you want to avoid them? Or are you worried about them? If you get matched up with Indiana again, is that, part of me still feels like that's an advantageous matchup. And I don't know why I'm saying that. Maybe just because it's Indiana.
I don't know why you're saying it either, because they are clearly the best team in college football now, right? They came to Autzen and beat Oregon, and they beat Ohio State for the Big Ten championship. There is no better team in college football right now. And it's always tough to beat a team twice.
Is that true?
It is. It really is, and I don't know why. I don't know what the psychology is behind it. You come into a game, you game plan for a team that you haven't played yet, and you're basing your game plan and your decisions off of their tendencies, off of, you know, we would have essentially at our disposal, we would have the last three games that each team had played, right? So we'd base our game plan off of the last three games and then their season-long tendencies. But they could come into it looking at you and say, you know what? God, we're going to completely change things up because of this matchup that we like against Oregon, right? And so you could get into a game against Ohio State and Georgia, and they could give you something that you have never seen from them to that point of the season. If you play a team again, you have that tape to rely on. You know what they do. You've seen it firsthand, and you can make adjustments accordingly. Now, they could still be better than you. You know, that's just sport. But at least you have, you know what it feels like.
Yeah, you've gone up against those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like BYU, Texas Tech. I mean, BYU came out and went on they got smoked by Texas Tech earlier in the year. They get rematched with them in the Big 12 title game. BYU comes out and goes 14 plays, 90 yards. Well, they're doing stuff that, you know, they had game planned that Texas Tech wasn't ready for. And then what happened after that? They got like 80 yards the rest of the game. But it, at least it's an advantage out of the gate. So you're saying that's an advantage for Oregon?
I would say so. But we're splitting hairs at this point.
I know.
You know.
I know. I don't know. There's something about it.
I don't think getting back. I mean, you said it a second ago that you're looking past Texas Tech.
Know.
That could be the scariest team out there.
You're right.
That is a. There's always a team that's like, ooh, I don't know that I want to play them. That's the unknown. That's the team that very well could end up being the best team in you know, I wouldn't be, well, I guess you couldn't have it because it would be Texas Tech and Indiana in the semifinal. Yeah, but I wouldn't be, you know, those two teams could be the two best in the bracket.
Wow. Then it wouldn't be an advantageous draw for Oregon. Sook's been saying it's been advantageous for him, you know. James Madison, Tech, Indiana. I don't know either. I'm with you.
I don't know. I'm just saying Indiana is the best team in college football. And Texas Tech is the wild card.
Yeah.
Like so those to me, it's like, well, I think both of those statements can be true at the same time. Right. How about that?
Well, how about that? And how about your sing along tonight? That's gonna be fantastic.
And you're going to come. You should say, honey, you know what? I heard that comedian isn't funny, but you know what is funny? Me singing Oh Holy Night at the top of my lungs.
Maybe I will.
Me singing Santa Baby.
Maybe. I love that. Maybe her and I could do a Santa Baby duet.
Ooh, there you go.
You know, she can belt a tune. Well, be ready for my text of what's the address.
Hey.
I've been known to pivot.
There you go.
All right.
You know where to find me.
I do. All right.
Green couch is waiting.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.